Welcome to The Happy Divorce, where we answer your family law questions to help you see the happier side of family law. Here's your host, attorney Tina Sharma.
Hi, everyone. This is Tina Sharma, and I'm here to help you see that divorce can be something that ends up being a positive experience in your life. Now, I know divorce can be scary, intimidating, and overwhelming. However, I'm here to tell you there are ways to make divorce more manageable to get through. First thing to do, take a deep breath. There are resources that can help you. For example, a qualified, experienced attorney can help you navigate through the process. Remember that you're not alone. Divorce is common, and thousands of people get divorced every year. When you're going through it, when you're in the middle of it or at the beginning of it, you may feel like you're the only person that has ever had to deal with this type of situation. I can guarantee to you that you're not. We have a team of qualified, experienced attorneys that can help you navigate this complicated process of divorce and help you see that you're not alone. Let's look at some of the ways that divorce can actually be a good thing for you. One, it's a fresh start for you. Let's face it, each of us only has one life to live, right? Don't you deserve to be happy in that one life? If you have kids, your kids deserve to have a happy parent. If you are miserable, your kids are going to feel that. Don't they deserve to have a happy parent as well? Three, reduce the stress in your life. Living in an unhappy marriage day in and day out is stressful and unhealthy. Take the first step. Reach out. Go forward. Your future is waiting for you. Your happy future is waiting for you. Let's look at some grounds for divorce. Now, of course, there's multiple grounds for divorce depending on the jurisdiction you're in. And talking to a qualified divorce attorney can help you determine what grounds for divorce you may qualify for depending on your jurisdiction. Today, I'll be exploring the first very direct and relatively smooth process of mutual consent divorce in Maryland. Whereas in the past, you would often be required to be separated for at least a year to get divorced in Maryland, a few years ago, the law in Maryland changed to add a new, more straightforward way to get divorced, and that is with what's called a mutual consent divorce. In a mutual consent divorce, both parties agree to get divorced. The parties have a marital settlement agreement, and in this marital settlement agreement, the parties agree on how to split up any marital property, how to arrange for custody and visitation if there are children, child support if there are children, and alimony in terms of whether or not both parties are waiving alimony or if one party will be paying the other party alimony for specified time. There may be lots of other details to be included in the marital settlement agreement as well. And again, this is something you would discuss with a qualified divorce attorney. Once the marital settlement agreement is drafted, is complete, and both parties have agreed to the terms. And again, we recommend that both parties have their own attorneys to represent them in drafting this marital settlement agreement to make sure that it's all encompassing, to make sure that all details are spelled forth and are clear in the agreement. Because remember, in a mutual consent divorce in Maryland, you're asking the court simply to grant the divorce, basically making sure that there is nothing more for the court to do. The court is not going to be involved in dividing the property. The court is not going to be involved in deciding custody or visitation or alimony issues. The court is simply going to be entering the final decree of divorce after taking some brief testimony. So once the complaint for divorce, along with the answer, marital settlement agreement, and request to schedule a mutual consent hearing is filed, it can often take a relatively short amount of time to get the final hearing scheduled. Now, both parties would still need to appear for the final hearing, but then that's it. It's a quick and relatively straightforward way to get divorced. So if this is something that you think you may qualify for, if you have more questions on this process, please do contact us. So a question that I often get asked these days on mutual consent divorce is whether or not you definitely have to appear for the hearing. So there is just one relatively short hearing, as I said, for mutual consent divorce where both parties have to appear. Some jurisdictions are still holding these final hearings for mutual consent divorce, which is also, some people term it as an uncontested divorce, where both parties would have to appear. And sometimes it's still done virtually based on COVID rules in different jurisdictions. A lot of these uncontested divorces, mutual consent divorces, are still being heard virtually. So that is something, again, to check with your attorney in your specific jurisdiction, whether or not you actually would have to appear in person or virtually. And another question I often get asked is, once I have that marital settlement agreement and we are scheduled for a final hearing and all the paperwork, the answer, the complaint, the answer, everything's been filed and the court has scheduled a final hearing, what if the parties, all of a sudden, one person or the other decides they don't want to go forward? We have had these types of situations, and I can tell you that although it's not very common, it does happen once in a while that one party or the other decides before the final hearing to go back on that settlement agreement. They do not want to go forward. They've changed their mind. They do not want an uncontested divorce anymore. And it could be for a wide range of issues. It could be there's a certain aspect of the settlement agreement they no longer agree with. It could be that there's another issue that's come up that the parties did not contemplate when they finalized their settlement agreement. For whatever reason, there might be a reason that one party or the other decides to change their mind. In this case, your case would not go forward as a mutual consent divorce. It would basically turn into a contested divorce. And again, that can complicate issues. And the best thing to do is get in touch with your attorney, make sure that your rights are represented, and that you follow the correct procedures if what you intended to be a mutual consent divorce now has turned into an uncontested divorce. Please do contact us for all your questions regarding divorce and how you can make your divorce a straightforward process, as straightforward as possible, with an experienced, qualified attorney at your side.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to tinasharmalaw.com.